You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now we pick up on what's happening in Yemen, and we're joined on the line by Hisham Umaisi, political and information analyst, who speaks to us live from Sana'a. Hisham, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair for joining us. Another MSF hospital in Yemen hit by an airstrike. Give us the details of what has transpired.
Hello?
Hisham, there's been another airstrike that has hit a hospital in Yemen. Can you give us the details of what has occurred?
Well, before the airstrike on the MSF hospital, an earlier airstrike hit a school, killing 10 children. That area does not have a hospital nearby, so a lot of victims ended up being evacuated to hospitals nearby. One of them was the MSF hospital. Within a day, an airstrike followed and bombed the hospital, killing 14 and wounding almost 29 people. The hospital had 13 newborn, 25 women in the maternity ward, and they were basically civilians. The coalition reaction was that it did not hit MSF hospital, but it will investigate it, investigate the incident. Unfortunately, this is the fourth time that airstrikes have hit an MSF-supported hospital. This is almost 100, more than 100 plus times that the airstrikes hit hospitals across Yemen. Every time they do that, they promise that there's going to be an investigation, that it's going to be carried out. But so far, despite 16 months since the beginning of the war, no such investigation took place.
Yes, a number of strikes are back-to-back, and you know, you've been talking about that. Also, is there any information about the airport? We understand airports have been shut down. Tell us more.
Well, the Islamic coalition has been imposing on both people and women to do the war. They have periodically allowed the civilian presence in and out of the airport. And there were periods when they basically shut down the airport, basically blocking even the Nigerian zones. Technically, they shut down the airport. And even the women allowed the Nigerian presence to land only.
In terms of the role of foreign forces, are the Saudis still destroying civilian infrastructure?
They are. There has been a recent report by Reuters that said the cost of the damaged infrastructure by the airstrikes is well over $14 billion. But that figure is an underestimation. That figure is at least two to three times that amount. But with the UN humanitarian plan not having been funded, and that's only $1.8 billion, there is very little hope that a rebuild fund will be in place by the time the war is over.
Yes, now, in terms of the city where you yourself reside, what are the shortages of basic necessities and basic items and commodities that you're currently experiencing?
Well, Sana'a is the capital. A lot of businessmen, most of the rich people actually live here in the capital. And with the diplomatic communities and journalists and a lot of aid workers actually stationed here in Sana'a, it wasn't as hardly hit as other governors. Having said that, though, there's been no electricity in Sana'a for the past almost 14 months. There's a severe shortage of gas, there's a severe shortage of course of food, and when a lot of areas around Sana'a and other governments have been basically bombed and flattened, you have a lot of internally displaced people moving to Sana'a. There's almost 2.8 million internally displaced people, and a lot of those move here to the capital, which puts more strain on the capital resources. Given of course 90% of its food, and it's very highly dependent on medicine that is also imported, and now currently a commercial blockade is being imposed in Yemen, those resources are rapidly dwindling, and this is exactly what 2% of Yemen's population, that is 21 million people, are in need of humanitarian aid.
The situation undoubtedly dire at the moment. Is peace a distant dream, or can you see it happening anytime soon?
Well, there have been attempts. There have been 3 attempts at peace talks. But for a lot of people here in Yemen, although they are clinging to hope, basically, they know very well that the peace process is flawed. The way it was structured, the way it was organized is very flawed, which is why we are always skeptical of the peace process working or yielding any sort of deal. The latest speech, which happened almost 3 months ago, was around from Homs. The team did not a single positive result. And this is basically because of the way it was structured, because it did not invite all the warring factions on the ground around the peace talks table, and because all the warring factions are not willing to compromise. There was no mechanism that they would reinforce their trust within each other and within whatever deal that they can strike. With that in mind, yes, people are hoping that there's going to be peace, but they are very skeptical that the way it will structure country by the UN, it would yield any sort of deal soon.
Hisham, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Thank you very much, Jazakumullah khair, for chatting to us. And we will again touch base with you in the coming days as things do unfold. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for having me, guys.
That was Hisham Umaisi speaking to us from Yemen, giving us an update on the situation in Yemen.